I don't want to brag or anything, but there's a sturdy-looking tomato plant growing along the fence next to the rectory. It has blossoms and one tomato about the size of a big marble. It's a miracle. The average experience of weekly Catholic worship, your average weekly Mass, lasts about 45 minutes to an hour, more or less. Of all the things we do during the week, it probably requires the least amount of time. Less time than any athletic or artistic event, less time than any practice or rehearsal, less time than any party or social, less time than any musical concert or movie, less time than we spend on the internet, less time some folks spend on the toilet during any given week, less time than watching TV or reading a book. And yet for some folks, our attitude towards worship is to get it out of the way or to do it as quickly as possible. And for others, they think that just being here is enough. We don't have to participate, just go to church, as if God should be satisfied with that. As we gather to celebrate the Eucharist this weekend, we hear from the prophetic book of Amos. He speaks to a community of faith where some members were anxious to get their Sabbath obligations out of the way. And in addition to their bad attitude about worship and the Sabbath, they had a bad attitude towards other people, especially those who were poor. They were so preoccupied with self-interest and greed that they had no problem ignoring those who were in need or taking advantage of the less fortunate. And Amos is by no means politically correct. He's rather harsh and offensive in his language because of his concern about the poor and how they were being ignored and taken advantage of. He called some of the women in the community who were rather greedy and self-centered, fat cows. You call parishioners fat cows, the likelihood of getting a casserole delivered to the kitchen door is going to be pretty slim. But he was concerned, radically concerned. In the words of Jesus, there were folks who were trying to serve many masters rather than the Lord. Mammon, possessions, ambition, wealth, greed are sometimes put on par with God. And so we need to ask ourselves, does God compete with anything in your life or in mine? Has Sunday, thanks to beer and football, has Sunday become primarily a fun day? Are we keeping the Lord's Day the Lord's? St. Paul's letter to Timothy encourages us to be men and women of prayer, without anger and without argument, lifting up our hands in prayer. In a world filled with all kinds of noise and so many distractions, perhaps we need to live a bit more quietly and peacefully. At a time when it's difficult to know who to trust, even within the church, each one of us is called by God to be trustworthy in small matters and great ones as well. And so do we do little things like keep the promises we make? Are we reliable, dependable, responsible? At this Eucharist, we are in no hurry to get worship out of the way. How come? Because worship is the source from which life-giving grace flows into our hearts. When we gather for worship, we gather to experience the living God who is present among us through word, through sacrament, and in the hearts of all who believe. And the Eucharist is the high point of our lives as disciples of the Lord Jesus, because here we are in contact personally, intimately with the Lord Jesus. Here, we remember what God has done for us. And here, we receive the one who has been and who continues to be our mediator, Jesus Christ, the Lord. To him be the glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.